Okay, today is Daf Samach Hei and Baba Kama, Daf that we could actually spend an entire Zman on as opposed to just 45 minutes. But we're going to pick up on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. The Gemara had been learning out Im Himatzi Timatzi Hagana Bigneva, so they're learning out different things, right? According to one Manda Amr, one was to teach us Tohen Tanis, that both Psukim were talking about Tohen Tanis Ganav. And what was the teacher of Kepo by the Ganav itself? There were different limudim that were learning out from Himatzei, from Im Himatzei Timatzei. So the Gemara now asks, is that what we're learning? Im Himatzei Timatzei, the height Im Himatzei LaHachiyudasa. Is that what the pasuk of Im Himatzei Timatzei comes to teach us? We need the pasuk of Himatzei Timatzei for the following limud, right? Because the pasuk comes to teach us. We know Yado. Basuk says in biyado hagneva that yochayev if you stole the gneva, if you stole the item with your hands. So ainli eliyado, I only know from here, I only know that from that part, that only if I picked up the gneva with my hand. I took it with my hands. Gago chatseiru v'karfifo minayin. How do I know that if I can still be chayev as a ganav or a ganav if I stole via my courtyard or via my roof? My rooftop. How do we know that? We machlok have shown how that works. How do we know that I can, that I'm chayav for ganav, be a ganav? Let's say the animal walked into my courtyard. According to Rashi, now I closed the gate, and now I'm chayav for ganav. I didn't do it with my hands. My chutzner was kona for me. So Gemara says minayin. How do we know that? Talmud Lomer im he matzei. It should be found. Mikol makom, in any place that it's found, you're chayev for Geneva. So Gemara says, in Cain. So therefore, how can you say that you learned it after what we did the past couple of days? He much too much we needed after teach me that you're chayev for Geneva if the Geneva is done via your chotzer. So Gemara says, no, im Cain, lemakra, oh himatze, oh timatze, timatze. The language is difficult in the Torah. It switches himatze, timatze. It doesn't use the same term. So let it say himatze, himatze, or timatze, timatze will be one thing. The fact that it says it, and it says it in different lashon, midashani kra, because it says himatze, timatze, shma minatarti. Therefore, we can learn both cases. We can learn out what we learned yesterday. We can also learn out that yuchayin for kefil, yuchayin for geneva, even if you didn't do the geneva biyado, you did the geneva via your chatzer. So the Gemara says here that you would have thought that you would be chayiv if you only did a biyado. Comes to pasuk and tells me that yuchayiv, you're a ganav, even if the geneva is done via your roof or your chatzer. So how do you do geneva via your roof or your chatzer? So Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Yud, we'll get to Tosfos in a minute. Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Yud says that the animal enters your chutzner and you close the door on it. You close the door on it, and that's so you just like a kinyanim, you kona via your chutzner, you close the door on it. Remember, a gazel and ganav has kinyanim. You have obligations to make restitution, but you have kinyanim in the chayfetz. But Tosfos here says that no, you have to do something more. It's not that the animal just walked into your chutzner and you close the door. Tosfos says the first line, Klomer shehichisha b'makel mechatzeru shel bala bayis v'nichnaso lechatzeru v'karfifo. Talking about where you saw the animal in your field, and instead of actually grabbing the animal with my hand and pulling it to me, I hit it with a stick. I lead it with a stick until it walks into my chatzer, and then my chatzer is I'm going to it through my chatzer. But I actually did a more of a maisa. I actually hit it. I led it with my stick. Right? Tosfos says that you hit the animal with a stick until it enters your rishus. See, from Tosos and Rashi, they both require you to do something to affect the theft. You have to actually do something. But the Shita brings down, and it's actually a Rashba in Ksubas and Aflam Adalid, he says that all that you need for your chutzner to be koneh for God, to be going for you, is Ishni Kavana. If the animal just walks into your chutzner by itself and you have Kavana, I want this animal now, it's mine. You don't have to do anything for it. Just walks in by itself. So what's the machlokus between Rashba and Tosos and Rashi? So it seems that maybe you could say that Tosos, it's a chiluk whether a Maisa Geneva needs a Maisa Kinyan. Right? So Tosos and Rashi require that an activity on the part of the thief. They have to either, different level of activity, either they have to close the gate or you have to knock it in so that in order to effect a theft. Right? But Kinyanim can do the Machshava. Kinyan Chatzar, as long as it's in the Chatzar, it's fine. And that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says that theft is like an acquisition. Albeit it's an illegal acquisition, but it's just a Kinyan. All it does is a Kinyan. So the same rules of Kinyanim apply. If it walks into your Chatzar, you cone it, and you have Machshava. So too, if someone puts something in your Chatzar to be cone it, for you to be cone it, and you have Machshava, it works. So too, by the Geneva, if you have Machshava, when it walks in, that's going to be enough to be a Geneva. You don't actually need a Maisa, because it's like a regular Kinyan. So then what's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosos as to the level of ma'isa that you do. So Rashi says you just need any type of ma'isa. Any type of ma'isa shows that you it takes it out of kavanah into the realm of ma'isa. But according to Tosos, I guess you'd say that the ma'isa has to focus on the object. The ma'isa focuses on the object, that's why you have to do a ma'isa in the behemah, hit the behemah. Whereas Rashi said, all you have to do is close the chatzer. It's just some sort of ma'isa that you have, some sort of ma'isa that shows, I guess, that concretizes your das, that this is going to be, that you're going to be a ganav. Okay? Next. Gufa. We said this yesterday. Amar Rav. Rav says, Keren ke'ein sheganav, tashlume keifa wa tashlume arba avachan misha, kishas amad b'din. Right? When you steal something, when you're a ganav, you have to pay back the keren, what you actually stole, and you have to pay back kefil, you have to make a two times payment. If you're toveach, or you're mocher the animal, if you shecht it, or you sell it, depending on the animal, you have to make a four times restitution or a five times restitution. At what the halacha really is, though, if the thing that you stole is extant, you give back the actual animal that you stole. What happens if it's not around? So at what value do we put on the item that you stole? So Gemara's Rav says that the keren is valued based on the time that you stole it. If, let's say, I stole it was worth $4 and now it's worth $1, so the keren I have to pay $4. But tashlume kefa with tashlume bar v'chamisha kishas hamad v'din. That we value it based on the time when you come to Beis Din. So in our case that we just said, the keren, at the time it was stolen, it was four. That now go to Beis Din is worth one. So you pay four for the keren, you pay one for kefil, and you pay four for the you would pay four because one times four is four. So that's he says, make a distinction between the valuation, the time of the valuation. So my time of the Rav, what's Rav's reasoning? Again, we saw this yesterday because Amakra, the pasuk says Gineva v'chayim. It's a pasuk in Shmos Chav Beis, pasuk Gimel. It says, this is a pasuk we've been talking about for the past couple of plot. Im hi matzei ti matzei v'yado ha-gneva, v'shor v'al-chamor, atse chayim. So it says gneva, and that says chayim. So, ma'ika amar rachmana chayim b'gneva. Why do you have the words chayim and gneva, right? It should say, im hi matzei ti matzei v'yado, v'shor v'al-chamor, atse. What's the gneva, what's the chayim? So Gemara says, achi l'keren ke'ein sheganav. It comes to teach us that you should throw the keren like you stole it. You should make the payment based on the time that it was stolen. That's the limit of the Gemara. Karen change the ganav. Okay, so we'll stay here. So Karen change ganav. Tosos and the Rosh and all the Rishonim ask, what's the chiddush of Rav's statement? Karen change ganav. If you look at Tosos, the Tosos Gufa, he says v'im tomer umay kamashmalan. What's Rav coming to teach us? Masnisin him Reisha Gozo Kama. It's a Pashat Mishnah in the Gozo Kama. Kol Hagazlonim Mishlamin Keshas Hagzela. All Gazlonim pay based on the time that you did the Gzela. So what's Rav come to tell me that Karen Ke'en Shaganov? So most Rishonim say in the Chanami, you're right. The Chiddush of Rav is not Karen Ke'en Shaganov. The Chiddush of Rav is the second part. That Tashlume Kefel and Tashlume Dal Vehei are paid Keshas Hamad Bedin. That's the Chiddush. So it's the second part. Because it's pashut, you have to look at what are you chayiv for? You chayiv for depriving the owner of his animal. When was that chayiv? When did you deprive the owner? When you took it? So that's your shas chayiv. That's when you're chayiv. Okay, so that's what it is. But the rush is interesting. The rush says, I'm looking for the rush. You know where the gemara is? Above a kama gemara. It's missing. Oh, someone must have used it. Didn't put it back. Okay, the rush. Should bring my own. The Rush says that, right, in the Hanami that we say that... No, write it down. Write it down. By heart. The Rush says that we said Karen's Ke'en Sheganav, and Tashlume Dal Kefil, Tashlume Dal Vehei, Shas Hamad Abedin. Shas Hamad Abedin is mashma, the time that you come to Beis Din, when you come to court. But Rush says that really Kefil is valued on what the item is worth at Shas Hamad Abedin. But the Tashlume Dal Vehei is really based, you value it based on the time you did the Tvicha and the Mechira. It's not actually Hamad Abedin, it's the time that you shechted it. So really, according to the Rosh, there are three time periods. Keren is at the time you stole it, Kefel is at the time you come to Beis Din, and Dal Vehei is at a earlier time in between when you actively shechted or sold the animal. So you have to explain the Rosh, what's the Chilik? Both Kefel and Dal Vehei, both, the Hebrew's in my head, both Kefel and Dal Vehei are Knossos. So why is there a chilik between when you evaluate the value? Gemara says clear it's shas amad b'din. The Rosh makes this distinction only kapel for shas amad b'din, but the value of the dalad hay is determined based on the time he did the tefichah and the mechira. So I heard from a Rebbe of Parnas, he says that the way you have to explain the Rosh is you have to distinguish between two things. There's a ma'aseh hamechayev, right? There's a ma'aseh that's mechayev you, but then there's also a shas chiyev. At what point in time does the obligation begin? They're two separate things. So by Karen, the ma'aseh of gezela is the mechayev. That's mechayev you to pay. At what point are you chayev? When's the chiyev? Same time. Because it's the result of deprivation of the owner, your mechayev. So the mechayev and the chiyev is at the same time. They both accord to the time of the theft. But kapel too, kapel is also, when is the mechayev? The mechayev is also by the theft. Because kapel just goes after the keren. It's the same thing. You pay double. So right, you don't have to do anything extra to be chayev kapel. The second you steal it, you're chayev kapel. But when is the chiyev? At what point in time are you chayev? Only kshas amad b'din. Because kapel is a knas, theoretically you can be motiv b'knas and become potter. So the only time you really chayev is when based in paskin is that you're chayev. Now by dalav hey, what's the mechayev? Not the theft that's mechayev. You're not chayev dal v'hei right away when you steal it. You're chayev when you do the tzvicha and the mechira. So that, and the chayev is also by the psak din. So essentially the Rosh is following the mechayev. When do you establish the time that you make the valuation? When the mechayev, when the maisa mechayev took place. The geneva took place, that's when you're chayev. The tzvicha and mechira took place, that's when you're chayev. What about kefel? Kefel should also then be determined based on when you did the theft. So, kefil has a side issue because you could be modeh b'knas. So, since if you're modeh, you would be putter. So, really, you have these conflicting powers. One telling you that you're chayev now, one saying that you're chayev later. So, the Rosh throws it out. No, you're going to be chayev. The kefil is determined based on the shas hamodeh b'din because technically, there's a technical issue that you could be modeh b'knas and you could become putter. Fine. The Tosis Rid learns the sugya completely different. He says that the gzeiros hakasav is the chiddush is also on the first part of. The first part of Rod's statement, that Karen ain't Shaganov, because he says, what about it says, Kol HaGazlanim Misham Kishas HaGzela? He says, right, that's like HaGazlanim. There's a chiluk between Gzela and Geneva. Let's say by Gzela, let's say I was a Gazlan, it was worth four, now it's worth one, I paid it, and I have it, and it's extant, I give it back to him, and that's it, and I'm done. The Heshav is HaGzela Sher Gazel. The Tosas Rid says, come Rav, and tells us that by Geneva, when I stole it was worth four, and now it's worth two, and I return the item, I still have to make up the two difference. That's how the Tosas Rid learns everything on this stuff. He just learns it differently. He says, so I did the Tosas Rid. It always does. And then you didn't want me to buy the Tosas Rid. The reason why the Tosas Rid. So says the Tosas Rid says different. It says Karen Ka'in Shagunov means that even if I still am returning the actual object at the Geneva, I still have to make up the difference in the depreciation. I stole it, I was going if it was worth four, now it's worth two, and even though I'm returning the actual item, I have to return the item and pay another $2. That's how the Tosas Rid learns that. It's a tashlumin even when you return to the Geneva. Okay. Fine. So that's what Rav says. Rav says, Karen Kain Shaganov, tashlumin dal the Hekashah Samadha Badin. So Amar Rav Shesha. So Shesha says, Amina ki noim v'shachev Rav hamar l'hashmaita. Rav must have been dozing off and not in the right state of mind when he said, when they have the best insults in the Gemara. If you ever want to learn how to insult somebody, learn to write it. I mean, these guys, they knew how to, because they're talking about Torah. For them, it was really something inside. If it really means something to you, and someone says something that's so off base, we'll see another one on Amud Beis, someone says something that's really so off base, it totally infects you inside. It's very hard not to react. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina, ki na'im v'shachiv rav, that's the academic part of this year. Ki na'im v'shachiv rav, Amar l'hashmait, they must have been sleeping. Why? The Tanya, we have a braisa that says, Kichushav Hishmina. A Ganav steals an animal that was thin. Then he spends time and he feeds it and he fattens up the animal. So what happens? And then, so now it's worth more than it was when he stole it. Mishalim Tashlumi Kepel, Vitashlumi Abra Chamisha, Ke'en Cheganav. He pays, we value the Kepel and the Abra Chamisha based on the time that he valued it, based on the time that he stole it. Which is against Rav, who says Tashlumi Abra Chamisha, as at the time of Hamad Abedin. According to Rav's statement, he would have to pay the higher value now. So, so Amri, no, because there it's different. There it's Mishum the Amra Le Ana Patimna the Achakalt. The Ganav is going to say, I fattened it up, and you're going to benefit from it. I stole a small animal. The extra fat that I put in it, that was my Maaseh Yadayim. It's not what, that wasn't yours. So there seems to be a chilik. So they're answering that there's a distinction between a value, a fluctuation in value, as opposed to someone actually putting in his time and effort to make it to do it b'yadayim, to make it go up in value, as opposed to just the market fluctuation. So that answers Rav on that. All right, we have another question on Rav. Tashma, the other way, Shmei Navi Hikfisha. Let's say he stole a really fat animal, valuable animal, and then he did stuff to it. He wanted to make it into veal, so he made it really, really skinny, and he was machashit. So Mishalim Tashlume Kefir with Tashlume Abrahamisha ain't Shaganav. Still, you pay the dollar the hay based on the time that he stole it. Rav said you pay dollar the hay based on the time of the mother bedin. Right. So Gemara says Hasam Nami. Major Machlok Shonim had to read this, but Hasam Nami Mishum to Amrin Alei, because we say to the Ganav Mali Katla Kula Mali Katla Palga. Doesn't make a difference. What would be the chilek if the ganav shechted it in one shot or shechted it in a long period of time? By depriving it of the nourishment and by making it skinnier and skinnier, and it's a long act, an elongated act of shechita. So Rashi seems to say we view it as if he shechted it from the beginning. Look at Rashi in the third skinny line. Mali katla palga hilkach mehi shaita de ikhcha atchla tvicha. From the initial time that you started making it skinny, that's considered the time of the tvicha. So you were toveyach it then. So that's when you. So that's when you have to make the. That's when we value the restitution from the first part of the shechita, which I guess may not even be shas hagana. I don't understand that. It could be. You know, he stole it on Monday and then started doing his whole process on Thursday. So why is it ke'ein kaganav? It should be mishalim ke'ein hatchalos hatvicha. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So I. So where does Rav say his din? So ki ha'amar Rav, when does Rav say his din? Be yukra v'zulahu the ga'amar. Rav said only if it's value fluctuation in the value in the marketplace. That's when he says karen ke'ein chaganav tashlumi dalav ha'kashas hamadav din. But if the ganav had, you know, did something to make it worth more or make it worth less, that he doesn't agree with that. That depends, based on what we said, a long speak to one way, or I put the fat into it, it's mine, not yours. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now we're talking about Rav, it's talking about fluctuations in value. So, Hechidami, what's the case of Rav? Did it go up in value, did it go down in value? One of two ways it can go. So, Ilem, Adimi, Karashava, Zuzo, Luba, Sofshava, Abra, Zuze, let's say at the time that he stole it, it was worth $1, and then the value went up, and now it's worth $4. So Karen ke'ein shaganav, and therefore he pays the Karen ke'ein shaganav, means he pays $1 for the Karen. We say lema pligi Rav the Rava the Rava. So it must be that Rav is cholik on Rava. We keep on limiting the case of Rav. It must be that Rav is cholik on Rava. The Amar Rava, because Rava says ha'ima de gazel chavisa de chamer michabre. Someone stole a jug of beer, right? Is that what he says? A chavis of yayin from his friend. Me'ikara shavazuza. When he stole it, it was worth $1. Cheap beer. It was worth $1, the chavis. Ulubasov shava arbazuze. And at the end, it's worth $4. Right? So according to Rav, the Karen should be one, and the dal vehe should be four. What happens here? Rav says, Tavra ushasya, if he broke the barrel, and therefore got destroyed, Tavra ushasya, the same thing as Tavicha Mechira. He broke the barrel, or he drank the whole barrel, meaning it's gone. He was toveach the barrel. Mishalim arba, he pays four zuzim, right? But itmar mimela, if the chav is broke by itself, mishalim zuza, then he only pays one zuz. Okay, so therefore, from Rabba we see that if the gazlan breaks it by yadayim, he pays four zuzim. So you see that same thing as a toveach. So you see that if a ganav is toveach or sells the behema, he pays the keren ke'ein hatvicha v'amechira, not ke'ein shaganav, because Rabba doesn't make a distinction. He says you pay four, which is the Karen's included, you pay the four Zuzim based on the time that you broke it. But Rav said the Karen is based on the time that you stole it. So you see here there's a distinction. Rav is calling on Rabba. That's right. Rashi says, Lubsov Shave Dalib, Bishasha of the Min Olam. Right, so he pays four. So he pays four, that means it's inclusive of the Karen, and the Karen is now being paid based on the time that it was broken, not based on the time that it was stolen. So Amri's, they answered, Kika Amarav, when does Rav say his din? It's Kigon Dimi Karashava Arba Zuzi. Originally it was worth four Zuzim. Ulabasov Shaz Bazuzi. It was worth four to start and then goes down to one. So in that case, Karen Ke'en Shaganov, Tashlum Kefov, Tashlum Abra Chamisha, Kishas Hamad Abedin. If it goes down in value, the Karen you pay four, the Tashlum Abra Chamisha you pay four, but it's one. It's one because based on the $1. You pay $1. So the question is though, you say Tavra v'shasya. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Tavra b'yadayim, o shasya, mishalim dalet, As long as it exists, it belongs to the Baal that you stole it from. You have to return it. It went up in value in the resus of the owner. And at this moment in time, the question is, if you tavir v'shasya, what's the fear? So Rashi says, at this moment in time, that's when you stole it. Aval isbar mimela, but why, if you broke by itself, amay mechayeves le'ahi shaita de gzeila, v'ahi shaita zuzuhu d'shavya. We have to, he stole it, or Rashi says there are two points in time where you can view him as being the gazlan. Either you can view him as being the gazlan right away, you can view him as being the gazlan when he broke it. So when he breaks it, we view him as being the gazlan right there, and the gazlan's right there, he pays four. Right? So he pays four. You see Karen, you're paying Gishas and Gzela. And if you see, but if it breaks it by itself, we view him as being the gazlan from when he originally stole it. It broke by itself. He didn't do anything, so he only pays one. A lot of ink is spilled on this. Tabra of Vishasio, Mishal and Dalid. What's the Chiyav? The Ksos says that the Chiyav is Mitam Mazik. Here you see that the Chiyav is, Rashi says the Chiyav is that you're a gazlan. Somebody else that says that, I think it's a Tosos or Ramban, that says it's really, it's a Geneva, Rambam. It's an elongated Maisa Geneva that continues going all the way through. Anyway, why Yechayev over there for four? It's along the whole Sugya. Okay, nevertheless, you see here that Rav's din of Kerik and Kaganov, Tashluma Kepel, Kashasam Adab Din, that's when Mikara is worth $4 and the Sophie, the value, a market value went down to $1. Okay, that's the only case. So now we're going to bring a whole long Brisa to try to prove Rav that this is Rav Shita. Tani Rabbi Chanina l'siyu el Rav. He brought a brisa to be misayel el Rav to help Rav. Bala bayish a ton tanis ganav bikadon. A guy, I'm a mafkid, and I was towing tanis ganav. I was towing that the bikadon that you gave me was stolen, right? Vinishba, and I swore. So what happens? Technically speaking, if the ganav is in my hand, I have to pay kefel. I have to pay a chomish as a payment, and I have to bring a korban asham. Those are the three things. But right, so Balabai Shaton Tanas Ganav Bikadon Vinishba, and he swore. Then afterwards Vahoda, but then he admitted that he lied Pesheker, and that really he still has the Bikadon on his hands. Ubo Edom, but Edom came also, that it was Biyado. So what's the din? Depends on when the Edom came. Im Achelo Bo Edom Hoda, if he was Mode before the Edom came, then Mishalim Karen. He has to pay back the Karen, he has to pay back the item that was in his hand, Vichomesh, and he has to pay back the Chomesh. The Asham. Right, and then he has to make an Asham, and he needs a carbon for the Kapara for lying. He also has to pay Kefil. Right? The Imi Shabo Edom Hoda, but if the Edom came first, then Mishan Hashlume Kefil. Right, this is Rabbi Yaakov, we can see the second. He pays the Kefil, the Asham, and he has to bring the Asham, but the Chumsho Olo Bekvelo. The 1/5 payment that he has—it's really 1/4 because you paid me the gavara. But you see, it's the 25% payment that he has to make. That he has to make is counted within the kefil, right?
What is the payment? It's a separate payment also.
Yeah, chomesh is a separate payment. Does he have to pay that? Let's say you did it is teren, chomesh, the fifth or a fourth in this case, and an asham. But if the edim came. Before I admitted, then I'd also have to pay kefil. But since I'm paying more than the principal already, we're going to just tack on in the chomish in that payment. Not to make an extra payment. The chomish is subsumed in the kefil payment. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's the words of Rabbi Yaakov. The chachamim armim, the chachamim say no. Birosho v'chachamish aso. They basically learn out, if you're only paying keren, then you pay the chomish, right? But mamon hamishdalim berosh moshev chomish. Mamon she'imishdalim berosh ein moshev chomish. Only if you're making a principal payment, you add on chomish. If you're not making a principal payment, then you don't add on chomish. There's no chiyuv chomish if you're paying kefil. Rabbi Shimon, but you still would have to bring a korban asham. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer ein chomish v'asham mishdalim demakom she'ish kefil. If you're paying kefil, there's no chomish and there's no asham in this case. The kefil is the punishment. But nevertheless, you see, we're going to try to prove that. From Rav Yaakov, if I proceed to Rav Yaakov, like Rav. Again, Rav said that if the market fluctuation went down, Karen came to Ghana, Tashum Yabru Khamish Kshasam Adabadin. And we have to understand, and Rashi explains to us also, is that when it comes to the kefil counting as the Asham, as the Chomesh payment, they have to be equal value. If they're not the equal value, then it doesn't work. Even if the kefil is more, the Chomesh is not subsumed in the kefil payment. Only if the kefil is 50 cents and the Chomesh is 50 cents, then it's the same thing. But if the kefil is supposed to be $1 and the chomish is supposed to be 50 cents, it can't work. Because the chomish has to be paid exactly. It has to be an exact amount. So you'd have to pay the kefil and you have to pay the 50 cents for the chomish. You can't have a payment that's more than the Chomesh count for the Chomesh. It has to be exact. So Katani Miyas, nevertheless, the Brisa says, Chumsho Olo Bekfelo Divrei Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says the Chomesh counts for his payment. The Kefel counts for the Chomesh payment. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case? Elema Dimi Karish Shavadalin. If you're going to say at the beginning, when he was towing that the Pekadon was Nignav and he lied, right? And then it was worth dollar. It was worth $4. Ulevasof, and now at this time, the Edim come, it's Shavei Arba. It's still worth $4. So therefore, what? So the Kefel is $4. But the Chomesh is only $1. Again, it's not a four, it's not a chamish, a fifth, it's really a fourth based on the calculations. But so you see the Kefel is four and the Chomesh is one. So Chomesha Olo Bikfela, how can you say the Chomesh goes in counts at the Kefel, Kfela Arba, the Chomesha Zuza? It can't work. It has to be equal value. Elolav, what's the case? Really, originally the Pekadon was worth four. Ulevasof, it went down in value. Shava Zuza, it's worth a zuz. So therefore, the Kfela is a zuz, and the Chomesh, which is based off the Kefel, is 1/4 of that, is also a zuz. So that's the case where it went down from 4 to 1. It went down from 4 to 1, right? Alma, and therefore, what are you doing? Alma karen ke'en sheganav. It works. The Chomesh is subsumed in there. Why? Because the Chomesh is now only one zuz. It's what, and the Karen is Ke'en Sheganav, and what happened here? Karen Ke'en Sheganav, Tashum Kefel, Shumi Arba, Kamisha, Kshasam Adab Adin. Because the Kefel, the Chomesh is one, because it's one of the four. It's one, it comes up to, therefore it's equal one. And the Kefel is also only one, based because of Kshasam Adab Adin, it's one. So you see here, if the market fluctuates and brings the price down, that's where Rav says, Karen Ke'en Sheganav, Tashum Arba, Kamisha, Kshasam Adab Adin. Simply got it? No, let's say it again.
No.
Okay, so that's fine. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Really, we can be dealing with a case where it was worth four in the beginning, is worth four now. But then the kefel is a different value than the chomesh is a different value than the kefel. So marava liolam dimikarshav arba v'hashanami shavya arba ude kakasha, and you ask feila dale v'chumsha zuza. Right, the kefel is four and the chomesh is one. So hakamayaskino can go shenishba v'chazav v'nishba arba upon him. He swore four times. So he has four Chomesh payments that he has to make. Four times one is four. Right? Chazav v'nishba arba pamim. Hod v'torah, and then he was moldev. V'torah amra v'chamisha sav. His chamisha sav in plural. Lashon Rabim. Right? Hatorah ribsa chamishios harbi b'keren echad. You can pay a lot of Chomeshes. Michael Bib said that. You can pay a lot of Chomeshes with even one Karen if you swore on multiple occasions. So maybe this case is dealing where he swore multiple times, and that's why he's paying four. It could be 4 to 4. And there's no raya to Rav in this case. Okay. Now we're going to explain the Braisa. So Amar Rav, Chachamim Omrim Birosh, Chamishi Sav, Mamon Mishtalim Birosh, Mosif Chomesh, Mamon Shemishalim Birosh, Ein Mosif Chomesh. Right? They say that only if you're paying Karen do you pay Chomesh. If you're paying Kefal, you don't pay Chomesh. But you still have to bring an Asham. Aval Asham Maisi. Why? So Maishna Chomesh Delo Mishalim. What's the difference between Chomesh that you don't pay? They say Birosho V'Chamisho Sav. It says Birosho by Chomesh, which is saying only if you pay Birosho means the Karen. So, but Asham Nami Lo Mishalim, Doc Siv, Birosho V'Chamisho Sav, the Es Hashamo. Later Pasuk says Birosho V'Chamisho Sav, the Es Hashamo, as the Asham. So you should learn from there also that an Asham is only paid, Asham is only brought if you pay Karen, but if you pay more than Karen, you don't bring the Asham. So Amalach Rabbanah, and Rabbanah say, no, As Paste Kra, Es Paste Kra. The Es Hashamo separates it. Hashemah was separate from the rest of the pasuk, right? For Shimon ben Yochai, he said in Echanami that you only bring an Hashem if you're only paying Karen. He says v'es arbekra. The vav is above a chibor and it connects the two, right? So Rabbanan Amrilach, Rabbanan. So the v'es connects the two. What does Rabbanan say? Rabbanan Amrilach lo lita rachmana lo vav the lo s. There's no reason for it to write it at all. The vav and the s, they're both extra. Since there's no reason need for the S, there's no reason need for the Vav either to connect it. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omelach, Es lo sagi lo kasav, lapsuke, mamon ligaboa, le mamon hejet. No, we needed to separate the S. We needed the S. The S, because Kamishisav is a payment that goes to, is Kamishisav is not Kodesh, but the Asham is Kodesh. So the S separates between the hejet payment and a Kodesh payment. And once I have, so I need the S, right? Lapsuke, mamon ligaboa, le mamon hejet. And then Hilkuch Asavav Arbe Lekra. Then the Vav comes in and connects the Asham. It didn't have. It could have said the Rosh V'Chamish Asav Es Hashamo. The Vav connects the Asham to the Chamish Asav. And therefore, Shimon Yochai says, you pay Karen only, you bring an Asham. You don't pay Karen. You don't. You're paying Kefel. You don't bring the Asham. Chachamim say no, the S is extra, and therefore only if you pay keren, do you bring an asham. If you pay in kefil, you don't bring an asham. Okay. Now we're going to go on to the idea concept of shinoi kone. Okay. Next, shinoi kone. 15 minutes for shinoi kone. Shinoi kone means when a ganav steals something. There are two ways to learn shinoi kone. Okay. When you ganav steals something, he has kinyanim. He gets in kinyanim, but he has an obligation to return the object. If the object is not what he stole, then he keeps the object and he pays it. There's a shinui, a change, different types of shinui. There's shinui hashem, there's shinui chozal b'yaso, there's shinui in the object. If he steals the object and the object changes, that becomes his. He's kone it. We'll learn about yeish. Yeish may also be kone it. But shinui becomes his. And now he has to make restitution based on if the item is no longer extant as it was stolen, he keeps it and he makes payment. So how does shinui work? So two ways that shinui works. Number one, when the thief steals the object, That's a Maisa Kinyan. That's an acquisition. He owns it. He stole it. He was going of it. He owns it. However, there's a competing factor in here. There's the obligation to actually return the object, right? It's incumbent upon him to return the item. So this obligation, this Chiyuv Hashava, blocks the Kinyan. So long he has a Chiyuv Hashava, he can't finalize the Kinyan. But once there's a Shinui, so the Chiyuv Hashava falls away. Because you won't have to return what you stole. This isn't what you stole. The Chiyuv Hashava falls away. So the Ganav now owns the object. But from when does he own the object? He owns the object based back from originally when the Maisa Kinyan took place, from T1. That's when he stole it. Okay, now because once it's unblocked, you go back. Second way to learn it is that the theft doesn't mean, when you steal it, the Ganav doesn't own it. The Ganav gets certain Kinyanim in the object. For example, he has Kinyani Tashmish. He doesn't have to pay if he uses the object. He doesn't have to pay for that. But it doesn't belong to him. So what happens when the shinui takes place? That's the Maisa Kinyan. The object is then propelled into his reshus, right? And he has to do a Maisa Shinui to create the ownership. It's a two-step process. He steals it. It's not his. Then as a shinui, then it becomes his. And it only becomes his at the time that there's a Maisa that makes the change. Those are two ways to learn how shinui kona works. And you can use that hakira to explain a lot of shitas. If we have time, we'll try to explain Rashi based on that. So Amar Rabbi Law says, Ganav Tolev and Nasa Ayil. He stole a young ram and it became a ram. Right? What do they call in the art school the young ram?
Lamb.
A lamb. It comes into it. That's a good point. And it becomes a ram. It grows up. So there's a shinui. It changed. Now this is a different type of shinui here. Because this is a natural developmental shinui. It's not that he did anything to it. So Gunda Plev Venasa Ayel or Egel, a calf, right? Venasa Shor becomes an ox. Nasa Shinu B'yado, Rav Ilah says that that's a Shinoi, therefore B'kano'o, and the Ganav is Kone, the mature animal, he's Kone it, and therefore, Tabachu Machar, if he shechs it or sells it, Shalohu Toveach Shalohu Mocher, it's his. He doesn't have to pay a dollar of hay, because what he shechted and what he was his, and therefore he only has to pay, Kefil, because that's a din, but the Toveach, what he was Toveach was his, because he was Kone it with the Shinoi. So Esvei, Rav Chanina, Rav Ilah, Rav Chanina asked Rav Ilah, wait a second. Gonav tole v'nasa ayo, egel v'nasa shor, mishalim tashlume kefel v'tashlume abo v'chamisha ke'en sheganav. You pay dollar v'hei based on the time that you stole it. The isak adaita kinush kani b'shinoi amai mishalim. Why is he paying? Shalohu toveach, shalohu mocher. Why is he paying dollar v'hei if it's his, if there was a shinoi? Because the machlokas here, it seems to be machlokas here between Rabbi Law and this brisa as to whether or not a physical change constitutes a shinoi. Well, that's another question. We're going to get the dollar of the hay. That becomes a question also. You see, the answer is... So Amalei, so Rabbi Law answers Amalei, the LMI, so we can tell you, Shinoi, we're going to get to it. This is a question around, right away, this price is a question around. Eino Chanami. So you have Machlokas here as to whether a developmental or natural Shinoi constitutes a Shinoi. So, I try to be Masri, what's that Machlokas? So Rabbi Law says that Shinoi means change. Any change that takes place constitutes a shinoi. If the chair breaks, that's a shinoi, right? Anything you break, the chair becomes a shinoi. You change the wood into a table, that's a shinoi. The animal grows up, that's a shinoi.
What's the svar for that?
What do you mean? Change. The animal, it's a change. What's the svar not to say that?
Because
items
no longer the same item. If you steal,
this is no longer. This is no longer what you stole. I stole a calf. Now it's an ox. Now it's got all. It's bigger. It's changed. It's changed. That's what he says. Shinui means any change in the item. If the item changes, that's a shinui. Okay, but that is... So yours
is... that if left alone, it would have happened then.
I understand. What's the svar for that?
Because it's changed. That's a svar. Shinui means shinui.
So is it better for the gods or worse?
depends. It depends. It's not a question for better. It's a question of what the kinyanim are. What the kinyanim are. But you're saying Rav Chanina's and the Braisa Shita, they're going to say that Shinoi is kona only if there's a Maisha Shinoi. You have to have an act of change. An actual act of change, like building the table. It's a question whether you need just change stam, or you need an act of change. That's what the Machlokas is. You like Rav Chanina, that's fine. So, interesting, Rashi over here. 10 minutes. Rashi says that by Rav Chanina, and we'll just point out to Rashi, Rav Chanina said that if you were tavach u'mocher, if it grew up and you were tavach u'mocher, you don't pay dal the hay. Shalohu tovayach, shalohu mocher. So Rashi says, nasa shinu biyado v'kana'o, b'shinu'i l'hai milsa. It's only a shinu'i for this particular thing. Right? Im tavach u'mocher, shalohu tovayach, u'patar midal the hay. It's only his legabe of tour from dal the hay. Aval keren v'kefel mishalim. Karen ki hashta v'kefel k'ein shagana v'okshas hamadah bedin. But the Karen v'kefel, he still has to pay based on how we value it. Meaning, Rashi seems to say, it's only a limited kinyan. The shinoi, a natural, a developmental shinoi, according to Rashi, is only a limited shinoi. It's enough of a shinoi to make it his lagabe ta'al of the hay, but it's not enough of a shinoi to completely make it his. Most Rishonim do not learn like that. They say it's a shinoi, it's a shinoi, it's a shinoi, if it becomes his, it's, and all the ramifications of it becoming his are. But it's an interesting Rashi. There's a lot talk spoken about that Rashi as well. Okay, so the Gemara. So now Rav Chanina brought this brisa. You see from here that even if it grows up, you pay dal of a hay. So Amalei Rav Ilah answers Rav Chanina. The LMI. What are you trying to prove to me from this brisa? Shinoi lo kone. That shinoi is not kone. The ganav is not kone via shinoi. So if that's the case, amai mishalim ki ain shiganav. Why is he paying tashlumi arba chamisha? Like Mati pointed out, why is he paying tashlumi arba chamisha based on the time it was worth when he stole it? Mishalim ki hashta. The rule is you should pay kahashta. So you, right away, so what the Rashi learns here is this price is a mishugash, it's a messed up price, so we can't bring any rayas from this, because if he's paying dal of the hay, it's like Mati said, it should be kahashta. Why is he saying dal of the hay? Kishas hamad bedin. So Rav Chanina answered Rav Ilah, Amrlei, okay, you can't prove to me that the price is a messed up price. So kihashta hainu time adalom mishalim, why does he not pay? Also on this, mishum da Amrlei, Torah gan vimimcha, dichra gan vimimcha. Because the ganav can tell the owner, I stole a shore. He asks, I stole a shore? I didn't steal a shore from you. I only stole an egel. I stole a calf. Or dichra, I stole a ram from you. Ganav mimchach, no, I only stole you a tle. I stole from you a lamb. So therefore, you cannot be mechayev me on the tvicha. Right now, you only can be mechayev me on the tvicha for what I stole. And that's based on shas ganeva, not shas tvicha mechira. So the Braisa has a reason to say, in this case, it's a different case, that the dal of the hay is based on the shas haganeva. So Amalei, so Rav Ilah answers Rav Chanina, Rachman and Nitzlam Haidaita. God should save us from such warped logic. And what's the retort? Amalei Adarabba. Rachman and Nitzlam Haidaita Nidah. God should save us from your logic. Whatever. They just basically, they went, ah, that was it. they didn't like each other's svara. But the Gemara says now, okay, so we just said that now you have a problem. It may be shinoi, a maisa shinoi. But there's another type of shinoi. There's something called shinoi hashem. If the definitional change in the object, if the item is defined differently, that's also considered a shinoi and should be enough to make a kinyan. And here, the item changed. Once it was called a calf, now it's called an ox. Before it was called a lamb, now it's called a ram. Its definition changed. A shinoi hashem is also enough to propel it into the rishus of the ganav. So Amalei, so Maskif lo Rabzeira asks, Vin nikninu b'shinoi hashem. Forget the whole thing of shinoi maisa. This should be a shinoi hashem. So Amarava, no, it's not really a shinoi hashem because the name change that we're talking about is just in colloquial terms. But according to Apia Torah, it's the same thing. Why? Because shor ben yomo kari shor. Even a one day old shor is called a shor, and ayo ben yomo kari ayo. And even an ayo one day old, when we said it's a tle, it's still called an ayo according to the Torah. How do you see that? Because shor ben yomo kari shor diksiv shor o kesef o eski golid, a shor that's born. So you see, it's called a shore even on the day that it's born. And Ayo ben Yom Kari Ayo, you see that exiv, because by Laban, who's chasing after Yaakov, it says, the Eli Tzomcha lo achalti, so Elim hudu lo achal, kvasim achal, right? So he says, the Eli Tzomcha lo achalti. So you can say, now Elim hudu lo achal, but kvasim achal? What does that mean? You can say that Yaakov said, I didn't eat your grown up, right? Yaakov's telling Laban, I didn't touch your stuff. I only didn't touch the alim. I didn't only touch the grown up sheep, But the younger ones I did eat, no, we didn't eat anything. But he's calling them Elim. So Shemai Minah, Ayo Ben Yom, Karol Ayo. Even the small ones are called an Ayo. So there's no Shinui Hashem here. So the Gemara says, but nevertheless, we call Makom Kasha. Nevertheless, the Bryce is still Kasha in Rabbi Lo. Because Rabbi Lo said that if the Shinui happens, developmental change, the Shinui happens, it's Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. But the Bryce here says that you still have to pay Tashlumi Dal Vehei, even if it's a Shinui in the developmental Shinui, a maturation process, you still have to pay it. So it's a question of Rabbi Lo. Rabbi Lo said, if you're Toveach, Shalohu Toveach, you don't have to pay Dal Vehei. And this Bryce says you do have to pay Dal Vehei, the Bryce that Rabbi Chanina brought down. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, no, there's no problem. Why? The Bryce is not a question to Rabbi Lo. Had money Beis Shammai hi. That Bryce is Beis Shammai. There's Machlokus Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the concept of Shinoi. Beis Hillel says Shinoi is Kone. Beis Shammai says Shinoi is not Kone. Shinoi b'mokomo omedes. Even if there's a Shinoi, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. It still stays in the property. It still stays as property of the Nigma. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Hamani Beis Shammai hi. The Amri Shinoi b'mokomo omedes v'lo Kone, and it's not Kone. Therefore, according to that brisa, it's not Kone, so therefore you have to pay Dal V'Hei, because it's not his. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Lo, holds like Beis Hillel, who says Shinoi is Kone, so therefore in that case there is a Shinoi, and you would pay, and you wouldn't have to pay Dal V'Hei.
So Beis Shammai holds that there's no such thing as Shinoi
Kone. That's correct. Right, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa, interesting brisa, Nosnon Lo Be'esnena, concept of Esnon Zona, a harlot's pay, cannot be used to bring anything up on his Be'ach. So, a guy goes and he pays a harlot, and he gives her money. So Nosnon Lo Be'esnena, Chitin, he gave her wheat. Right, but asa on solen, and she changed it into solas. She made it into flour. Or zaysim asa shemen, she changed the olives into oil. Anavim asa yayim, she changed the wine, the grapes into wine. So tani chada, one brisa says it's usher. It's still usher to bring these items to the mizbeach. V'tani chada, one brisa says it's mutter to bring these items to the mizbeach. Why would it be mutter? Because it's a shinoi. They changed. And if it changed, they become mutter. V'amar Rav Yosef tani guryon dimei aspuruk, Beis Shammai Osrin or Beis Hillel Meitirin. Beis Shammai says it's Osir because Shinoi b'Mekomo Omedes, and Beis Hillel says it's Mutter because it's a Shinoi. And if you have a change, then if you lose it, it changes, and therefore you can bring it to Mizbeach. So Tosos asks, Hi, my name Im Tomar Hichim Idomale. What's the comparison between Esnon and Geneva? How does it work? So Tosos learns the Ishlomar the Kasavar the Ishinoi Kone. If Shinoi is Kone, Im Kain Roy Yehu Lahatir Shinoi BeEsnon. Then it's Roy to be Matir or Shinoi from the Esnon payment. The Chashiv Ka'acher, because now it's considered something else. The Ein Zeh Oso Shabali Yada B'Toras Esnon. It's not considered the same thing that was given as the payment. Umimois Nami Lomois. It's not considered disgusting anymore. All right. So that's the question. That's how Tosos learns. But so the Parnas asked a good question. He says, "What do you have? Machalos Asurus. You have grapes that are Asur." And then you trample them and you turn them into grape juice. Now it's mutter to eat. Still machalos asuros. What's Tosos in this Gemara talking about? Ah, now you change it, it becomes mutter. So he says that there are two, when it comes to Isurim, you have two ways to focus on the Isur. He says the Isur Mizbeach by Eslan Zona is only in the form. The form of payment is Usur. You gave cash, that cash is Usur. You gave solas, that solas is Usur. It's the form that's Usur. You change the form, it's mutter. By machalas asuros, what's Usur? It's the chetza is Usur, not the form, the actual substance. So the only way you can make grapes become mutter, the machalas asuros, he says, if you change it to a cheesecake. Because then you actually change the substance. So it's different views as to what's Usur. But, yeah?
No one's going to say that only applies by
Esnan because of Tzuchim. I don't think so. But, just 2 seconds, you have to say the Urayim. Because Gilyon HaShas quotes a Urayim. Famous Urayim. So the Urayim, the Gilyon HaShas points to a Urayim, and the Urayim can't accept the fact, that Rabbi Shriver was taking a said, he can't accept the fact that just because you change the form, of the Esnan payment, now it becomes Mutter Gabi Mizbeach. Doesn't make sense. It's an Esnan payment. It's disgusting. How are you changing the form? So the Parnas says, the Urayim must be holding that Esnon also, like you're saying, the Esnon is like Machalos Asuros, and the Isser is on the Chetzah. So no matter what, it's Usser. So if it's no matter what, it's Usser, so how do you learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says Esnon changes, it becomes Mutter. So what was the case that we said? We said the case was, he gives her the payment, then there's Bia. The payment becomes Usser, midin Esnon, and then there's a Shinui, and then now the payment becomes Mutter because of the Shinui. So the Urayim says the case is completely different. He says the case is that he gives her the payment. There's no Bia yet. Not at all. And she jumps the gun and she does a shinoi with it before the Maisa Bia. So she stole it. Because it's only payment for the Maisa's Nus. But if she takes it and cone it before the Maisa's Nus, she stole it. If you give money to somebody and they don't do what they're supposed to do and they take it first, they stole it. So she steals it. and she does a shinoi, that's a theft. And then there's bia. So in this case, Beis Hillel says there's no iser because there was no payment. The payment was hers before the maisa bia. It's a case of geneva. And that answers Tosas' question beautifully. Tosas asked, what's the comparison between Esnon and Geneva? According to Urayim, there is no comparison. It's the exact same case. We're talking about a case of Geneva. He gave her the money. She stole it and converted it. Now it becomes Mutter. Why? Because she knows Kone, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, I know. Even though she converted it, it's still his. Right, it doesn't become that. There's no payment because she stole it before the Znus. So it's a case of Geneva. So that's a Urayim learns the Gemara completely different, but I think the way that Urayim learns it makes sense according to, it answers Tosas' question better than we had before. Okay? It's in the Gilgamesh Shas. The Gilgamesh Shas says Urayim is in Siman Reish Zayin. Okay. Have a good day.